This is the Button Up or Button Down Doug Steffen Good Day program. See if I have everything, but yeah. We get the video all set there, Michael. I'll be looking, I'll look the part of Thursday. Thursday used to be, when I was in school, Queers Day. Did you know that, Jennifer?
No, I did not know that. What does that mean exactly?
It meant that if you wore a shirt that wasn't the normal color of things, like I used to wear yellow shirts. And if I ever wore a yellow shirt to school on Thursday, I was queer. Because that's what people thought of people who wore yellow shirts on Thursday. Young
what
people,
if you wore it on Tuesday?
Didn't make any difference. Tuesday was fine. Hmm. On Thursday, it was Queer's Day. So, and those of you who may be of a different sexual persuasion than Jennifer or me, that's not a slam at you. Don't be sending me email complaining, protesting. I'm going to go to the FCC because you made fun of queers. It was a whole different context. When there was one of my best friends in high school was a girl named Gay. And could you imagine anybody being named Gay today?
Yes, I actually know someone named
Really?
Gay. G-A-Y-E, yes.
Yeah. And how old is she?
Probably about 44, 45, 46.
Okay. How about somebody who's 15? Know anybody who's 15 whose name is Gay?
No.
Anybody have a child listening to this program or a grandchild whose name is Gay? Just out of curiosity. And what kind of problems does it present? I bring this to the surface because I find it objectionable myself when people take these things. I just said what I said about queers, and there really will be people whose feathers are ruffled because I talked about Thursday being Queers Day. When I was in school, that was the way it was. So I can't talk about how it was in school for fear of offending somebody. And who calls gay people queers anyway anymore? Wasn't that something?
I don't think many people. That's kind of offensive. I think we're over that now, don't you think?
What? Well, what is the significance of the term queer, anyway? Why is it used the way it's used, and why do people find it offensive? It's a strange kind of one of those words that you have a hard time with, and you don't know why you have a hard time with it. Ooh, I don't like that word. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why don't you like it? What's wrong with the word queer? And what other words are like that? Jennifer, pick another word that's like queer, that when you say it, you have your skin crawls. You can't use the N-word. That makes people skin
crawl. I was going to say the N-word, just right. Exactly. That came to my head. Exactly.
Right. Yeah, okay. But you can't even say that on the air anymore. We'd be run out of town for whatever the reason, or run out of a number of towns, or somebody would say, oh, that guy's offensive. Why is it offensive? Because you take it that way. Okay, so why is that my problem? That's your problem. I don't find it offensive at all. It's a word. Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words or names can never hurt me. Yeah? But, yeah, I mean, they're calling people names based on the color of their skin or I don't know what other things there are. These are words that do hurt, but don't you want to know that somebody is that ignorant that they want to use those words? Don't you kind of want to? I have had people, I think I've told the story on the air, a fellow that I know, that I work with, in fact. He doesn't work with me on the farm, but I do some work with him in a service-related business that serves my farm, referred to the president as the N president. And I was really, I wouldn't vote for Barack Obama. I'd vote for Mickey Mouse first, but that doesn't mean that I don't find it disturbing that somebody would use that term. And I don't even know if it's about 2011. I just think in general, I would have been uncomfortable with it. I think I was now that I go back to it in my formative years, let's say high school, because that word, the N-word, was used all the time by white kids, referring to some of the blacks who were in school all the time. And it didn't bother me because I guess I didn't know any better, or it didn't have the same context. Well, it did have the same context, but people's skins were tougher. Is that it? Are we too thin-skinned in America today to make this sort of thing work? Or it doesn't help anything, I guess. It doesn't help anything to refer to someone as an N or maybe a queer or whatever. But even queer sounds silly. I think that's really, it just sounds silly today, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't think you hear that word too much anymore.
You're leaving me out to dry. You're leaving me out to hang on this one, right, Jennifer?
No, okay. I mean, I don't think people. I don't think people say
words.
That word so much
queer?
Anymore. Yeah.
Nah, I guess they don't. But
no.
So then, should we take it out of the dictionary? Shouldn't use it anymore. I'd like
no,
to know. Anybody
it still
have...
means odd. It still means something. You know, I mean, it has a meaning that it was before it was something derogatory.
Right. The gay guys made a TV show out of it.
Yeah, there was
how
a whole
that's true. Can it be
queer eye for the straight guy? Was that the show?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was. It's there. And what did people
but don't
think?
You say it.
No, that's the thing.
It's like the N-word.
I can't use the word
they can
queer.
Say it, but you can't say it.
I can say something is queer. Does that mean that the people who are gay think that I'm talking about them?
I don't think
nowadays.
So.
Nowadays.
You think?
Do you think so? I don't know. I just don't hear that word associated with that group so much anymore.
Weird. I don't hear that word anymore, period.
Queer.
Not much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
You don't hear the word gay. Well, yeah, I guess you do hear gay.
Yes, you do.
But Jennifer, what word comes to mind, Richie, when you're...
The other word for gay, the F word.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Smokes in England are called fags.
Right.
Exactly.
So how did they get that they were used, that term was used to refer to gay people? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Yeah. But it is offensive, isn't it?
That's a harsh
even,
word.
It doesn't even sound good.
Queer sounds silly. That yeah. word sounds a little harsh.
Now, can gay people use that on themselves, and it's acceptable, whereas non-gay people can't?
I think once you are in a group, you can use the word.
I have a friend who lives around the corner from me, a very good, I like this guy, he and his partner are great guys, and he calls gay people fags all the time.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, you know, as a matter of fact, he referred to... Well, I'm not going to tell you. It's
probably good here.
Yeah.
Anyway, when we were kids,
oh, geez, here we go.
You could use that term.
Yeah, you used it all the time.
Right. And I've heard some young
when
kids
you're 12
use it
or 13
now.
Year old busting yeah. on your buddies or something like
right.
that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But that was then.
And this is now.
Yep.
It's 15. Past the hour. Are you a woman or a man that's over the age of 35? I think that, that fits Rich and it doesn't fit Jennifer. It's okay.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yes, but it'll be your time soon, Jennifer.
A little too soon.
I know.
Yep. Happy birthday to you. The beauty expert David Pollack has created products for some of the big companies and finally said to himself, why am I making all this money for these other people? I'm going into business for myself. So he's developed about 25 clinically proven, technologically important things for your health and well-being, including the Fountain of Youth. The Fountain of Youth is it's a liquid, it's a serum, if you will, that hydrates your skin. And you get a free bottle by going online to organicattitude.com, entering the radio code GOODDAY. You'll pay a small shipping and handling fee, send it to you. And if you like it, great. You can continue to get the Fountain of Youth. Just think about a month's supply in this bar. Richie, are we back streaming video, or is that not working
yet? You're up. You're on.
I am. Okay.
You can go ahead and apply your lotion. And
I can. You
want
me to? Okay. Rich likes it when I do this. All right. I'm taking off my glasses. I don't take my headsets off because I don't want them talking about me without me hearing it. One squirt and one squirt only. Okay. You saw that squirt, Rich? Here it is on my hands right there.
Okay.
All right. I'm putting it on my hands. Feels good now. It's going on my face.
I got mine yesterday, by the way.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
And how is it? You put it on?
I haven't tried it yet. I'll squirt it
today. You don't feel sticky.
Yeah.
You don't feel gooey. You'll watch the lines. Well, you got to put it on every day. But it doesn't stick to your hands. It's clean and fresh and therapeutic. And why not try a free bottle? That's what I say. I say go online to organicattitude.com. Enter the radio code GOODDAY. Discover why it's America's number one anti-aging facility. I like that word. It's a facility. You'll use this I'm just going to hand put it on down here. And I haven't shaved today, and it still makes it through. The Fountain of Youth Serum visibly reduces wrinkles by up to 63%, increases your skin hydration by 90%. It boosts collagen, firms up your skin by 128%. It is pure, it is safe, and it is free at organicattitude.com. Again, enter radio code Good Day.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
So, you want to lease this new space for your business. Looks like it's set up for about 50 employees, but right now, you only have 19. I'm just curious, what are you going to do with the rest of the space?
Outgrow it.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Insert. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jennifer Horne, Rich McFadden, and you at DougSteffen.com. We've had a series of very good, if I do say so myself, videos of the day, and we're going to review some of the highlights. So if you want to do your homework or you want to be doing what we're doing at the studio, you can work along with us at home on your computer. You can log on right now to DougSteffen.com. We'll take it from there, 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question. When the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer. Yes. If you have top quality survival gear from thesurvivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. Thesurvivalzone.com specializes in ready-to-go wilderness, 72-hour, and compact survival kits, plus freeze-dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non-hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with thesurvivalzone.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
So here's the story. If you are, as I've suggested, on DougStephan.com right now, which is where Richie is, this is the theme from Rawhide. That's not anything new. We all know that. But it's the backdrop to a video that is absolutely stellar. If you're watching it right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't want to give it away, but suffice it to say, it's pretty unusual. It's a herd of cows that are chasing a remote-controlled car. Or actually, it's a pickup truck. It's a little teeny, it's what, about 3 feet big?
It looks like it's a couple feet long.
Yeah, right. So the cows see this, somebody remote-controlling, obviously, this little truck in the field to see how the cows react to it.
And this thing is fast, and the cows are fast. Cows were that fast.
Oh, absolutely. And they're so curious about this. They see it coming, and they all run over to it and start sniffing around it. And then whoever's running it by remote control moves it around, and the cows chase it around.
But yet, when he stops it and kind of lurches it at them,
right,
they all jump back.
Right, they jump back. And then when it stops, they all walk up to it. It is, I mean, me being the farmer that I am, I guess, but I think people find this sort of thing amusing.
Hysterical.
It is, yeah.
He can split the herd,
yeah,
by driving the car through them.
Yeah.
They
right.
all just kind of make an opening and,
right.
and let it through.
Yeah, right. And to sort of bolster my thinking about... Yeah, it is. It's very good. Blues Brothers, by the way, version of Rawhide is the music to the video, but it's a remote-controlled truck in a herd in a field. It's one of those... fun for the feeble-minded. Huh?
He does a U-turn on them when they're chasing it, and they all jump back and bump into each other.
All right, so here's what I know about cows. I actually know a lot about cows. I've been around cows all my life. Somebody last night told me the story of a dog. As I knew this dog. Dog died. So the people that owned the dog decided to bury it on top of the hill in a pasture where some of my cows are. So they take the, they wrap the dog up in a blanket, and they bring him up and put him in the field, and they dig the hole. Well, the cows come around and are very curious. So they smell the dog, smell the blanket, come right up to the blanket, and then the hole is dug, and the dog's placed in the hole, and the cows just stand there and look and wait, and then there's sort of an acknowledgement, if you will, because cows really do understand death. I've seen it time and time again when a cow will die out in the pasture. Peaches, who is my oldest and dearest cow in the retirement pasture, one of her colleagues, if you will, sounds strange as some people are referring to cows as colleagues, but anyway, one of our friends, because cows have friends, this cow, Mistletoe, died a couple of weeks ago, and she was in the pasture dead for a couple of hours before we buried her, and Peaches just stood there next to her, as if to guard her. And it's a very interesting sort of almost, is it psychic? Cows have a sense of feeling. And that's one of the reasons that I'm so opposed to slaughtering these animals, because they really do have feelings. We may not care about them, or you want to have a good hamburger or whatever it is. But it's not unlike sticking a lobster that's alive in a pot and listening to it whine. I mean, how do you know what those creatures are? You know that you think you're superior to them because you supposedly think and talk, and they don't. But how do you know? Really, we don't. We've never.
I'm superior to them because I'm the one who put the pot on the stove, the oven away, and threw him into a minute.
You win. No one's putting you in a pot.
In the pot. Okay. There you go. Maybe you better think twice about that, Richie. Somebody may come along and throw you into a pot.
Could happen.
28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, you may think you know the difference between a first-class or a second-class train ticket, but there's more to the train-class system than meets the eye. Let's start with the obvious. A first-class ticket allows you privacy, sleep, a more comfortable seat, and fewer people in a cabin. But family travelers may not have a choice. Many adult train passes are available in first-class only, but youth passes only available in second-class, which brings you to the topic of overcrowding. In Europe, overcrowding of trains is a real problem, and if you want to secure a spot on board, it might be better to invest in that first-class ticket. With some train lines, second-class cabins can become so overcrowded that trains sell out in minutes. One rule of thumb says you should only invest in a first-class ticket if you're traveling for over 5 hours. I disagree. It all gets down to how much luggage you're bringing with you. If you can pack light, hey, I'll even take a third-class ticket. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations of coverage. May not be available in all states.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purelator classic oil filter. All for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Think licking a stamp isn't worth $7? Well, go have another Chablis on your private yacht, money pants. Service is our best part.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Good Day Program. You are not alone today. You are never alone. Even if you physically feel like you're alone, you have us. There are other things that are around. There are plenty of spirits, I believe, in the spirit world. And I think that you have lots of guides, angels, if you will, that are around you. It is a sort of strange piece of the universe that one tries to understand. We had, was it Monday or Tuesday, Richie, you were talking about we were talking about infinity. We talked about how...
And beyond.
Well, kind of, in a sense.
He doesn't get that.
We were talking, what do you mean I don't get it?
It's like one of the famous lines from Toy Story, Tim Allen's character, the little rocket guy.
Yeah.
To infinity and beyond.
And beyond. But it gets back sort of to the reality of our life. Doesn't it seem to make sense that we pay attention not only just to us, but to the people that are around us, personal relationships, and how they make us feel really good or sometimes not so good? I try now to find people to be around who I feel are going to advance my ability to advance you. Does that make sense? If people bring me down, I think, because I'm pretty sensitive, as Richie will tell you, to things, and sometimes when negative stuff affects me, it really, like, yanks me off of my seat, if you will. And it's not a fun place, it's not a good place to be. So I've decided that I want to be around people who are advancing themselves, and with that, perhaps will help me, and therefore I help you, to advance. And in real life, advancing means finding something that's good that you can glom onto that'll help you move ahead. Because you're going to move ahead no matter what. That's the business
of
infinity.
Tom Cruise and Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Help me
help
you.
Right. Yeah.
Help me help you.
That's why I have Jennifer here and Richie here and the other people that are on the supporting roles, because they help me help you make this a good day. Paying dividends. That's what this does. When you do things for others with people that you like or who bring you up, it always pays off. I think that we could make that analogy all day long. You could find somebody who, for example, you're rowing a boat, and you've got, let's say it's a big rowboat, and there are six people. Maybe crew is a good example. With one person not pulling his or her weight, they don't win the race. Don't have a chance. It drags. If the oars in the water is not working right, it drags the boat down, right? Slows it down. I use that analogy because Megan was in the crew at Oxford, and it was really fascinating to watch how little it took to slow the boat down. I remember any number of times, but it must have dozens of times, I would go watch her races on the Thames River, stand on a bridge. I can remember it like it was yesterday. Stand on a bridge and watch the girls as they raced, and they were usually 4 or 5 weekends a year where they had their races. And Megan would explain to me how it worked. When somebody just for a second would drop the oar in the water, because the boats are so light and they're so focused on being fast and everybody being in sync, and the people who were the strongest and the most in sync, sometimes the people in sync, even if they weren't strong, would beat the others because there was nothing to slow them down. Does that make sense, that analogy? Don't?
Yep.
Your oar,
yeah.
You can't be the only one with the oar in the water or with the oar out of the water and expect it all to work. So we all have our need to sort of be an individual, but you can't survive on your own. You got to have people around you. And why not have the people around you who are the most supportive would be my question. Is that a good question? Or would you rather have one that was more simple? 2020 News Quiz question time. You ready for this?
Sure.
Ready.
A lot of Democrats think that Barack Obama ought to be bounced off the ticket and Hillary Clinton become the presidential nomination. You know, a nominee. You know that, right?
That would make it interesting.
It would. So I wonder out loud if it has ever happened before. 800-510-8255. Can anybody do a little quick research, or do you remember from high school history or whenever you studied the history of our country? Name a president who didn't get to run for a second term because the party bounced him. There have been several of those. Yes, there have. 800, thanks.
Officially bounced?
Officially
bounced, or someone who just decided not to run?
Well, there were people who had come along as vice presidential candidates. They were going to be presidential candidates. And then, I mean, a couple of assassinations took place. So the vice president assumes the role of president after the assassination. And then the party says, when it comes to re-upping, no, we don't want you, we want somebody else. So, but I think in a couple of circumstances, there may be, and this is something, I'm not going to shoot you or argue with you about it, just come up with a name and we'll see if it makes sense, has any credibility. I can think, because I've had these names suggested to me before, Richie's just found it.
Yeah, one of them I should have known.
Well,
in my lifetime.
Whatever. 800-510-8255. Anybody who is president, not get to be president because the party bounced him. It wouldn't be the first time. 800-510-8255. All right, that's our 2020 News Quiz question. Is it me, or has the discussion, Jennifer, of Michael Jackson's doctor just dropped as quickly as it came forth in the trial began?
Yeah.
It's disappeared. Right? Who knows?
Now we're not interested.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who knows what the status of that trial is?
The status of the trial is they totally abandoned one of their big key points in their defense.
Who's there? You're talking about Murray's team?
Yes.
Oh, really? What did they abandon?
Apparently, they were trying to say that Michael Jackson had drank the propofol.
Oh.
And yeah, that he administered it himself.
That
he
had by drinking it
in the room. Right.
And apparently, yesterday, they announced that they would be abandoning that defense.
Mostly because it's not true.
Right. So that's the
amazing how that happened, isn't it?
Yeah. So now they're trying to say that he administered it himself, and I think they say by injection, by an IV.
So why was Conrad Murray sitting by his bedside then?
Making sure
he wasn't. That was the thing. Yeah. He was
but he'd been in the room and then he left, right? Wasn't that it? Huh?
That was it, yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, 800-510-8255, looking for the names of presidents or would-be presidents who got bounced by their party. I find the following extraordinarily interesting and amusing. Only, and the reason I mention it is because everybody knows who Rush Limbaugh is, right?
Sure.
There's a woman in Houston who so dislikes Rush Limbaugh that she's taking her animosity to a new level.
Just one?
Well, in this circumstance, okay. Brigitte Boyd was in her car, which allegedly had engine issues, pulled to the shoulder of the highway. She was spotted by a sheriff's deputy. He pulled over to help her. She was soon being ticketed for driving on the shoulder of the road, and after feeling her heart racing, was followed by the officer to the hospital. After being treated by doctors, she was arrested and taken to jail. But in the patrol car while in handcuffs, she was, quote, forced to listen to Rush Limbaugh make derogatory comments about black people. This lady apparently is black. A judge dismissed all the charges against her. She then hired a lawyer and now is suing the officers of the sheriff's department for defamation, false imprisonment, malicious prosecution, assault, and intentional infliction of emotional distress, i.e., listening to Rush Limbaugh.
You don't think he's not going to have a blast with that story today?
He loves it.
Of course.
He's already said he doesn't. He doesn't. He's not a racist. You know. He's already come out with that.
Well, he said that. Okay.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. RJ's in Eau Claire, listening to WAYY. Hi, RJ.
Hey, good morning, Doug.
Morning to you, sir. What's the? You have a nomination for a candidate that ran, but then didn't run.
I would go with Grover Cleveland.
I think you're right. I think Grover Cleveland is one of them, if I'm not mistaken. Richie, you're the listing.
I think you're right. You don't know the answers to this question?
I have.
Sounds good to me.
There could be a little dispute.
Okay.
But it's my understanding he did not get the nomination because the party didn't want him to get it the second time around.
Let me go look.
RJ is correct on that. All right, RJ, stand by. Hold on just a second.
Woo-hoo! Good job, RJ.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
We think. Good job.
What does RJ stand for?
Well, some people say rotten jokes, but no, it's actually Ronald Joseph.
All right, Ronald Joseph. Hold on a minute. Good man. Let's see who's next here. Looks like Kathy is in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, listening to Good Day. Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thank you. So who's another person that was told by the party, don't bother running, we don't want you?
I believe LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson. The war had gotten so tremendously unpopular by that point that they didn't think he could win. Now, he may have voluntarily done it, but I don't think so. From what I remember, they bounced him.
I think it was a tea leaf. He read the tea leaves and knew he wouldn't get the nomination anyway. So somebody or some group said to him, look, don't run again. He could have because even though he ran for reelection once in 64, he could have run again in 68 because he hadn't enough time in as president relieving the fallen JFK. He knew that the war was going. He just knew everything was bad, and he was, I think, more than gently told, don't run. So I think you're right. What do you remember about that era, Kathy?
Not a whole lot. I was pretty young.
Yeah.
My parents were very conservative, initially Democrats, and then the Democrats left them, so they became Republicans, but they were pretty conservative. So I don't remember a whole lot about it, except that the war was, again, very unpopular, and they felt like LBJ could not win, and the party had bounced him. My daddy used to be in politics. He managed Fuller Warren's campaign for governor down in Florida many years ago.
Oh, really?
And Fuller Warren won.
Yeah, good for him. Congratulations to your daddy. Obviously did a good job.
Yes.
All right, Kathy, hold on. You're welcome. Thank you. I don't know. Let's see. The answer, according to Richie's research, is Franklin Pierce, Millard Fillmore, Andrew Johnson, Chester A. Arthur, who I believe had been a vice president and fit into that category. Millard Fillmore also, Franklin Pierce also. I think Calvin Coolidge is in that group as well, Richie, if I'm not mistaken.
Still looking up Grover Cleveland and just was reminded of the Mugwumps.
The Mugwumps, yes. Don't you love them? It's 14 before the hour. Speaking of things we love, Dr. Ken here in a moment on Good Day.
Can you get all-day pain relief without taking pills?
Yes.
With Thermacare heat wraps, over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than a maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol. No pills, no pain, just relief. And for joint or arthritis pain, try Thermacare in the red box. Just one Thermacare provides all-day arthritis pain relief to soothe joints, improve flexibility, and get you moving again. Look in this Sunday's paper for a $1 off coupon. Use as directed.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points. Then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program here every day to go through some of the important stories. I had promised earlier, Ken, to go through, you know, my interest in what's going on in the brain and the football stuff and what it leads to, to mention Alzheimer's. Yahoo is carrying a very interesting and lengthy overview of how you can recognize whether or not you have Alzheimer's. Little things like you forget what you had for breakfast, or you lose track of numbers. You get flustered by routine activities that you've done all the time. You hit the brakes hard at traffic lights. I find that if you're not paying attention to the lights and all of a sudden it sort of seems like it creeps up on you, and you do it consistently, that's apparently a sign of watching. If you call a watch a hand clock, I don't even begin to understand.
Forget what you had for breakfast.
Yeah.
Lose track of numbers.
Right. Yep.
Find you lost your cell phone in the refrigerator. You call a watch a hand clock. Yes, you said that.
There you go.
You become less social. You have diabetes.
Yep. All right. Vitamin E in the headlines today. Not good.
The big news out of the Journal of American Medical Association, Doug. Men were randomly assigned to take a 400-unit capsule of vitamin E every day for about 5 years. They were 17% more likely to get prostate cancer than those who were given the dummy pills. That means for every 1,000 men who took vitamin E, there were 11 additional cases of prostate cancer compared to the men taking the dummy pills, Doug.
So what happens to the guys with prostate cancer?
Yeah, what kind of lawsuits are waiting there? Hey, sorry, guys. Didn't work out so well for you.
Well, you participate in clinical research to help everybody else. You sign away your rights. This is the lesson there. And this was paid for by your tax dollar, the National Cancer Institute and the National Center for Complementary and Alternative Medicine paid for this multi-million dollar study.
Huh. Okay. Good news about ginger. If you're drinking ginger ale, does that mean that's good?
Out of the Cancer Prevention Research Journal, ginger supplements, they appear to lower some indicators of inflammation of the colon. Doug, the research is assigned randomly. 30 healthy adults take capsule containing either 2 grams of powdered ginger root or placebo powder for every day for 4 weeks.
It tastes awful. You know that? If you take ginger by itself, I have liquid ginger that I sometimes put in my Slurpees and stuff.
It's equivalent to 2 tablespoons of ground up ginger root.
It's really distasteful, though. It's
pickled ginger with my sushi. Yeah. Does that count?
Yeah, it's probably all right, but it still tastes awful.
Ah.
All right, so there it is.
Wasabi.
A word from Dr. Ken here on Good Day.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car.
With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze-Dried Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the Meat Bucket Special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now 53 minutes after the hour. The longer you listen, the smarter you are. Have you noticed that, Rich, how much smarter you are?
I'm way smarter now.
Jennifer's way smarter.
For 15
way
years.
Way smarter.
There you go. His proof positive, testimonial, uninformed as he was before he got associated with me. Now he's the smartest kid on his block.
I used to talk like this.
Right.
And I joined the Doug Stiffy show, and I got smart.
Used to talk like that?
Thank you, Hank Williams, Jr.
Yes, that's
all right, time now for the Technology Tailor. The Technology Tailor is Alex Goldfein. He's here with us every day at this time, helping you understand the nuance, if you will, of all those little tools that are around that we oh so love. Do you think that things couldn't get any worse for BlackBerry? It's time for you to think that through again, if you were thinking that. Blackberries, as like opposed to blueberries and strawberries, the BlackBerry. Yeah, wouldn't it be interesting if there were tools around? We had a blueberry and we had a BlackBerry. We have a BlackBerry, but I mean a raspberry. Is there any?
There's a podcasting service called Blueberry.
Is there?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, anyway,
there's
Alex.
There's a fruit called raspberry.
I just was going someplace, but I decided to edit myself. Thank you. Alex Goldfein is the Technology Tailor. He fills you in. Those of you who are BlackBerry users, listen up here on Good Day.
And they're not listening on their BlackBerries this morning, that's for sure.
All right.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
The news isn't getting any better for Research in Motion, the makers of BlackBerries. Early this week, an internet outage hit BlackBerry users in Europe, Asia, Latin America, and Africa. And yesterday, the outage spread to the U.S. for the first time. It affects web browsing, as well as the company's vaunted email service, and also the BlackBerry Messenger application. According to multiple analysts, including one from Gartner, this latest outage may be the final straw for companies, as well as individuals, when it comes to switching smartphones. released. Of course, RIM has been struggling for some time. The company's tablet, the Playbook, came out basically unfinished technologically and was met with horrible sales. Its BlackBerries have underperformed as well, selling 10.6 million units in the latest quarter, down from 12.1 million. And all of this is on the heels of Apple's recent announcement of over 1 million new iPhone 4Ss sold in the first weekend following launch. This outage was pretty much the worst thing that could have happened to RIM right now. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is Movies for Grownups.
We agreed you wouldn't lecture me about how I'm ruining my life.
I lied.
Martin Sheen and his son Emilio Estevez co-star in The Way, now in theaters. Estevez wrote and directed it, and Martin told us he loves his character.
He only really became a father after he lost his son, and so it's a story of redemption.
The pair opened The Way at our Movies for Grownups film festival in L.A., and Charlie Sheen came to support them.
If you can't work with your family, then what are you doing, you know? Unless they all suck. And ours doesn't.
Now this. The easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Every movie is always in stock, and many are available the same day as DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Melissa Leo and John Goodman co-star in the thriller Red State. Oscar winner Anthony Hopkins is the King of the Gods in Thor. Jill Clayburgh's final role brightens the comedy Bridesmaids. And Kevin James talks to the animals in Zookeeper. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
All right, so here we have a number of things. The BlackBerry thing.
BlackBerry, they are...
Wow.
This is
equipment
not
failures.
Good.
So they're done.
It's...
You think?
They've been struggling for a while, and the thing that keeps them alive is this free... What do they call it, Jennifer? The texting service?
BBM.
BBM.
Really?
Yeah, because it's basically free texting, and you can do it's international. Mm. It's, you know, it does a lot of things. But man, let me tell you something: when your people are out of service for 2 and 3 days around whole continents, not good. Especially when an iPhone announces a million new sales.
Right. Good night. Can you say good night, Irene?
It could be.
Good night.
It could be.
Did you know the first time ever our country has more wireless subscribers than actual people? How does that happen? You have more than one wireless account?
Sure.
How many do you have?
I know several people that have two phones. Me, I have just one because my work phone and my personal phone are the same. But I know many people who have a work phone and many personal phones.
Right. Carry two phones around them.
Sure.
My son has a new phone with his new job. And that's the one he's using. He kept his old phone just in case. But the new phone is the one he's getting calls from his boss. You need to show up at 4 a.m. for this. That kind of stuff. Right.
Yeah. Brendan's
4
stepping, right?
Brendan at 4 a.m. is not a good picture.
No.
Trust me on that one. Hi, Jennifer is a pretty picture no matter what time of day it is. Richie's so-so.
You can bet.